This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump welcoming Joe Biden to the 2020 race for the White House, tweeting not long after Biden makes it official this morning with a video that he hopes Biden has the intelligence to wage a successful primary campaign, one which Trump says will be, quote, nasty as Biden will be, dealing with people who truly have some sick and demented ideas. Meanwhile, in his video, Biden criticized Trump's response to a clash in Charlottesville, Virginia, which led to a protester getting killed by an alleged white supremacist.
He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides? But those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it.
This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon. The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
John William King's been executed by the state of Texas. King, one of three men convicted for the hate crime murder of James Byrd Jr. in 1998. Byrd, a black man, was chained by the three white men to a pickup truck and dragged to his death. Last night, his sister, Clara Byrd Taylor, watched as her brother's killer was executed.
King showed no remorse then and showed no remorse tonight. His execution tonight was just punishment for his actions.
King, a self-avowed racist, is the second man to be put to death for Byrd's murder. A Sri Lankan business tycoon's accused of helping his two sons carry out the Easter Sunday suicide bombings that killed over 350 people at churches and hotels. Spice trader Mohammed Yusuf Ibrahim, among those arrested after his sons blew themselves up. At least two people dead after a tornado hits Ruston, Louisiana. Bad weather now heading into Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump's personal attorney speaks out over the Democrats demanding to see his taxes. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
The president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says Democrats don't need to see the president's tax returns.
IRS has investigated his taxes. They exist to come after us if we don't pay our taxes. We know they're damn good, and they're confidential, and they don't leak. If they haven't gone after him on taxes for that six-year period, then there's nothing wrong with his taxes. Then they can't investigate his taxes better than the IRS. They want his taxes to embarrass him.
Giuliani was speaking there on Fox News. Now, yesterday was a House Democrat-imposed deadline for the IRS to turn over 6 years of the president's tax returns.
A Texas high school has a new dress code for parents. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
James Madison High School in Houston announcing the new policy this month on its homepage, requiring parents to conform to a dress code before they'll be allowed to enter the school, whether it be during the school day or for a school event after hours. The policy has a long list of clothing that parents won't be permitted to wear, including hair rollers, pajamas, sagging pants, Daisy Dukes shorts, and men cannot wear T-shirts. Critics of the policy are calling it discriminatory. territory. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. That is our focus, to get this country back on track. And as we maintain it, it starts with liberty. It starts with freedom. I'm Bill Martinez at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And speaking of which, as I'd mentioned to you earlier, Arthur Brooks is joining us. He's the president of the American Enterprise Institute. And we're going to be talking about his soon-to-be-released documentary, ThePursuitMovie.com. It'll be in theaters on April the 29th. Arthur Brooks, I've been looking forward to this opportunity to talk with you because so much of what you believe in is what, my father has been drilling into us kids. And I find that your movie is so appropriate because it clarifies what is going on in our country today and this battle between socialism and capitalism. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so very much. It's wonderful to be on your show and to talk about not just this movie, but the ideas that are behind it. You know, people are seeing right now a real assault on the free enterprise system from the point of view of socialism, and that's an incredible opportunity. You know, people think it's awful. It's not awful. You know, and we can have an open conversation about what will serve the people at the margins of our society best, what will lift up the poor. I'm for that all day long, and so I'm just so happy that we're having this debate.
Well, and this has been your passion, as you outlined in the movie. This has been something that was impressed upon you by accident. A trip, and that you end up in a poverty area. For me, I remember as a young kid, my grandparents lived outside of Tijuana, and going across the border and seeing people living out of cardboard boxes was extremely disturbing, and that image remains with me in much the same way that image that has captured your imagination has driven your passion over the years.
For sure, yeah, and one of the things that I do when people go see The Pursuit, the movie, they'll see that, you know, when I was 19 years old and I was on tour as a musician, I wound up getting stranded in a slum in southern India. And it set off a lifelong interest for me in, you know, the causes and consequences of poverty. Poverty that's hard for us to imagine in the United States. And just the search for the solution to that in a very big way is what led me to the free enterprise movement. You know, a lot of people who are interested in capitalism, it's about business, it's about, you know, they'll make very militant claims about how it's not the fairness argument. And all these things are pretty true, but the reason I'm in the movement is because I want poor people to be less poor. I want people to live in greater lives of dignity. And so the debate between socialism and capitalism today is very welcome so that we can find the best way to serve our brothers and sisters.
Exactly. Well, and as you report in the movie and document in the movie, something happened in India to the point that poverty has been reduced by 80%. And you go, whoa, what happened in India? I mean, here in America in 1964, as you'll recall, it was Lyndon Baines Johnson, the war on poverty. And all these years later, $22 trillion invested on the war on poverty. We've gone from 15% to 15.1%. That would tell you not a good investment.
Not a great investment. And, you know, the truth is that poverty since 1964 has changed a good deal. It's much easier to live below the poverty line in America, thank God. That's mostly because capitalism has introduced all sorts of ways to make life easier. The problem is that poverty is not more escapable than it was in 1964. Mm-hmm. When you look around the world, exactly, where poverty is not just terrible for people, it's actually deadly. You'll see that 80% of starvation-level poverty has been wiped out. And the reason for it is very, very simple. It's globalization of free trade, property rights, the rule of law, and the culture of entrepreneurship. It was the American free enterprise system spreading around the world, which indeed is our gift to the world. If we want to lift up people in America, help them earn their success, then we need to remember that the true meaning of capitalism is to draw in the people that are like our ancestors, the ambitious riffraff that want to build their lives.
You know, Arthur, you bring up a good point here. When you talk about globalization of the planet, people resist that right now because the word has been hijacked and aberrated, just like capitalism to some degree. It has been force-fit into an agenda that is driving something that is not true to its premise. Would you agree with that?
I do, and it's a big problem. This is not just a problem on the political left. It's also on the political right, where people are vilified for having a globalist mentality. We should celebrate a globalist mentality. The truth is that there are 2 billion people that would have starved to death or been desperately poor who are not, and the reason is because of the globalization of American ideas and American values. Really, our gift to the world requires that we be globalists in a very big way. People are worried that this means sort of a dominant global order or getting rid of our national sovereignty. No, no, it's the way that we can share our values, and we should be fighting for that because we are our brother's keeper.
Exactly. And I think it was quite interesting in the movie, in the documentary, The Pursuit Movie, where you can go to thepursuitmovie.com for more information. As I said, it's going to be in theaters on April the 29th. In looking at India, you see where America was a century ago. I mean, it is kind of you see the evolution of the capitalistic roots growing in India, where they, you know, like America, you know, thought, okay, well, hey, let's do what seems to be fair. The early pilgrims, when they first came here, said, hey, you know, they approached it socialistically, and it didn't take them long to figure out that there were some people that weren't willing to work. But once they gave them property and gave them responsibility, they started to be productive, supply for themselves, and the misery index, interestingly enough, went from very high to very low, and the happiness ratio increased proportionately.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a very beautiful thing that we've been able to uncover in the United States. I mean, people have a tendency to think if you want to alleviate poverty, you need more charity. And, you know, charity's great. I believe it'll help get us to heaven, but you need a system that works while you sleep. You need to fight for that system, not on your own behalf. That's just because you don't want to pay taxes or you just don't want the government to grow. Fine, if that's your values. You got to fight for it because there are people out there that don't have the level of opportunity that you do. It is true. It's interesting. You know, when I try in this movie, in the Pursuit movie, I'm in slums in India. I'm walking all over the world talking to people who are trying to pull themselves out of poverty. And the scene that you see in Indian slums today, it looks just like New York City in 1910 in the Garment District or in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And what it makes you remember is, you know, those people, they are us separated by time. These are our brothers and sisters. These are our American roots, just in a different country.
Mm. And interesting, the gentleman that escorted you and that you interviewed in talking about, America and the people in the West would look at that and go, they look rather poor. But he's going, look at they're enterprising. They're having the time of their life. And so maybe one man's perception of poverty is different altogether, especially in India, because here they are vibrant. They are enjoying freedom and a way of life that I think is quite liberating if you have eyes to see.
That's exactly right. So people go to thepursuitmovie.com. They can figure out where to watch it and how to get it on iTunes.
We're going to talk more about, you know, about socialism and the rise of socialism, why it's become, you know, the hot topic these days, and why people look to Sweden and say, look, they're the perfect example. Don't look to Venezuela, look to Sweden. Well, Arthur Brooks has an answer for that, too. He's the president of AEI. We're talking about his new documentary, which is coming up April 29th.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like. like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Arthur Brooks, president of the American Enterprise Institute, continues. We're talking about his new documentary, which is coming to theaters on April the 29th. You have to see this movie. It is liberating on so many levels and will help you understand what's going on. The name of the movie is The Pursuit Movie. You can go to the website, thepursuitmovie.com, for all the details. Again, it'll be in theaters on April the 29th. Save the date. Make sure you get there. Do not go to the movie alone, by the way. Bring a friend, and especially one that maybe you may not agree with, because maybe you might find yourself for the first time, instead of being ready to debate, you might be more ready to listen. And Arthur Brooks, I think this is what you bring to this process, is that you're giving people a platform so that their voices can be heard. Because right now, in the political spectrum, it's real easy and responsive to resist socialism, and we're missing out on something if we're not listening to the other side to hear the pain of what they're trying to communicate. And if we don't listen to other people's pain, then you're dealing with a lot of anger and frustration, which is very symptomatic of our political environment today, is it not?
For sure. Look, I mean, one of the things that all of us who are in the ideas world want is to be more persuasive. And, you know, you look around in America, nobody's persuading anybody. All sides are locked down. The left is not persuading the right. The right is not persuading the left. And the reason for that is because we're treating each other with contempt. We're saying that if you disagree with me, you're stupid and evil. That's insane. Every single person listening to us loves somebody with whom they disagree politically. 93% of Americans hate how divided we've become as a country. It's time for us to recognize that we have a lot of common moral purposes. It's not okay. I mean, most of the people who listen to you religiously, I mean, you're a famous guy on the radio, and a lot of people are conservatives. But they know in their hearts that people who are running for president on the Democratic side, they're not Stalinists. They may have mistaken ideas, but they don't want to come to your house and arrest you. That's all of that hyperbole that we hear. It makes it impossible for us to listen to each other, and so therefore nobody will listen to us. And look, we got to talk about capitalism, because we have to lift people up at the margins of society. Showing we're right and being militant and angry, it's just not getting the job done, because there are poor people out there who need us. There are people at the periphery who actually need our ideas. So let's listen to each other. Maybe we'll make progress.
Why the rise of socialism in the conversation right now?
It has a lot to do with the financial crisis and the legacy of that. You know, going back to 2008, people became very jaundiced about the fact that it appeared that the capitalist system had broken down. Now, it turns out it's a lot more complicated than that. Financial crises, they tend to happen a couple of times a century. And the biggest problem that no economist has figured out is how you create even economic growth for the 10 years afterwards. Generally speaking, economic growth is extremely uneven, going mostly to the top 20% of the income distribution. Well, that creates a ferment. That creates an ecosystem that lends itself to the rise of socialist ideas. They're always there. And that's our opportunity. We have to look at that as a big ideological entrepreneurial opportunity for us, with joy, with aspiration, to say, you know, how do you serve each other? How do you earn your success? It's not less capitalism. It's more capitalism pushed all the way to the margins, and then showing exactly how we can do that.
How can we do that without government interference? Because, as you cited in India, they learned through the process, and I appreciate that they were wise enough to say, okay, you know, they're working through the process, and it was okay for them to make adjustments. Here in America, for some reason, you know, like Ronald Reagan says, the closest thing to eternal life is a bureaucracy, is that once it gets fixed in the American system, it's hard to get rid of it.
Yeah, no, it's true. And it is hard to get rid of government programs once they're lodged in there. Fortunately, we're not even close to the levels of statism and collectivism that was going on in India until about 1991. India, as most Americans don't realize, India was a Soviet-style planned economy. It was much closer to the Soviet Union than it was the United States during the Cold War. And they were basically, there was a Marxist mentality after independence in the late 40s in India. And so they were desperate. Literally, people were starving to death. Hundreds of people, hundreds of millions of people starved to death unnecessarily. So it was really existential. It was life or death. For us, it's a matter of losing opportunities that we don't need to lose. And so one of the things that we need to keep in mind is that we don't have to say no government. We don't have to be super radical or anarchists about this. We just have to recognize that the welfare state, which is great because it can pull people out of poverty, which is a really good thing, it should always be based on the ideas of work, on dignity, and making people needed. And that's exactly what we're not doing right now.
Arthur, did America make a big mistake in the 30s when it took the churches out of the game of supporting, you know, the poor and just marginalizing the church's influence? Somehow the government came in and said, we can't have the churches so involved because, welfare started, and now here we have generations of welfare recipients. And in looking back over what we have done, did we serve the poor better or less as a result?
Well, it's a good question, and I personally believe that you can have a welfare state, you can have a government-run welfare state alongside private charity, and I'm glad that we do have a welfare state. The problem that I have is with the design of that welfare state. When people go to watch The Pursuit, when they go to watch this movie, they're going to meet people who've had a hard time. They've been out of work for a long time. We go to a little town in Kentucky called Inez, which is where LBJ kicked off the war on poverty. And we talk to a family, and they say that the problem with the welfare system is that people get hold of it, and they can't get a job. They lose their skills, and they become very, very dependent. So for my money, I'm not a radical on this. I think we live in a really rich country, and I like Friedrich Hayek, the great conservative libertarian economist, who said that's one of the jobs in an advanced country is providing a basic standard of living. But you've got to do it based on American values, which is to make people needed, which is tying it to work, which is remembering that everybody has equal dignity. The problem is that we've gone from needing poor people in this country to helping poor people. We've gone from seeing them as assets to seeing them as liabilities. And that's the mistake that we need to correct. We don't need to get rid of the welfare state. We just need to remember that it should be consistent with real American values.
Yeah, and does it raise them out of poverty? As you noted in India and in other cultures, yes, it took an investment of time, maybe a generation, but you've got a generation of people being lifted out, and there is a system in which to do that. And capitalism, like no other form of economy in the world that I'm aware of, is able to do that when it's given its free rein, is it not?
It's absolutely the case. Capitalism is a miraculous system. The free enterprise system in particular, capitalism has a connotation of being just free markets. The free enterprise system understands that certain markets do fail, that we need some intervention as a society. But more importantly, the thing for everybody to remember is that markets aren't enough. Markets don't do what we want them to do unless they're based on our morals. Capitalism is just a machine. It's like a car. You can use your car for good, you can use your car for ill. Markets are the same thing. Capitalism is the same thing. We'll use it for good or we'll use it for ill, but it's based on, you have to base it on your sense of solidarity and brotherhood and, care for the other and the aspiration and inspiration that we want to take to build something good and true.
Exactly. Arthur, one final question here as we wrap things up. We got about a minute left here. People argue, say, well, look at what's happening in Denmark. They're a great example of socialism. What's the truth of that?
The truth of that is that Denmark is awesome. It's a nice place and people are pretty happy, but we don't want to live there. It's like Minnesota or the Pacific Northwest where a lot of Scandinavians live or former Scandinavians live. They left those places because they wanted to be in a more entrepreneurial place. You can't thrive in Denmark if you're a weirdo, if you're super religious or have, a bunch of kids, you're just really ambitious. And so this is a country for the oddballs, for the riffraff. If you want to be like everybody else, then Scandinavia is great. But if you're not, stay in America.
Well, Arthur Brooks' movie, documentary, April the 29th, nationwide, The Pursuit, since its theatrical and digital release. Arthur, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
This-
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump welcoming Joe Biden to the 2020 race for the White House, tweeting not long after Biden makes it official this morning with a video that he hopes Biden has the intelligence to wage a successful primary campaign, one which Trump says will be, quote, nasty as Biden will be, dealing with people who truly have some sick and demented ideas. Meanwhile, in his video, Biden criticized Trump's response to a clash in Charlottesville, Virginia, which led to a protester getting killed by an alleged white supremacist.
He said there were, quote, some very fine people on both sides. Very fine people on both sides? With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it.
This is USA Radio News.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
And we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. Okay, a little bit ornery. I mean, okay, I'll admit it. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hopefully it doesn't offend you, okay? Just like the rest of you folk, you know, we're all together in this journey of life. Getting through it all. Meanwhile, I do want to inform you the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that 37 million U.S. adults aged 20 years and older, more than 15% of the adult population, by the way, have chronic kidney disease. Are you aware of that? This is the ninth leading cause of death in the U.S. One in seven U.S. adults have CKD and may not know it because there's no signs, and one in three adults is at risk for developing CKD. DaVita Kidney Care is launching a California bus tour that is visiting 18 California communities from Sacramento to San Diego this month and next to provide free health screenings and kidney care education. Here to talk with us about it is Mandy Hale. Mandy's the Vice President of Nursing for DaVita Kidney Care. Mandy, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Just a couple of factoids here. People may not realize, but African Americans are 3.5 times more likely to have kidney disease. Hispanics, 1.5 times more likely to have kidney disease. It's the chalupas. That's what does it. You know, I'm just kidding. Diabetes is a leading cause of kidney disease, by the way. And with that in mind, Mandy, how many U.S. adults have kidney disease?
Kidney disease overall is pretty prevalent. Actually, over 30 million adults in the U.S. have kidney disease, but many of them do not know that they have this condition.
Mm-hmm. Now, they don't know because what? Are there specific tests they should be taking, or it's just one of those things that, you know, mildly affects us, you know, and that leads us into some sort of apathy about this potential problem?
Well, kidney disease is what we refer to as a progressive disease, which means once kidney disease starts, it progresses very slowly. Mm-hmm. And so symptoms slowly worsen, and individuals may not be aware that they're not feeling well until things get pretty bad.
I see. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the leading causes of kidney disease?
Well, as you mentioned, diabetes is the leading cause of kidney disease. Actually, about 44% of all kidney failure is caused by diabetes. And then the second leading cause is hypertension, which is high blood pressure. And that's about 29% of all cases of kidney failure.
Well, you've got this this tour that's happening in the entire state this month and next, the California Bus Tour. Tell us about that.
This is going to be a great opportunity for the community. So on this bus tour, in between actually San Diego and Sacramento, we're going to have 18 different stops. And what these stops, as I call them, will consist of is open screenings to the community. And we're going to be screening particularly for risks for chronic kidney disease and kidney failure. And this will include finger stick blood glucose testing to see if there's any presence or risk of diabetes, blood pressure screenings. We'll also be taking height and weights and waist measurements, and that will help us calculate what we call a body mass index, or BMI, which will help us, again, assess for the risk of diabetes. And then we'll review the results in a confidential manner with each individual to talk about their risk factors.
And this is all done at the same time, correct? I mean, it's not like they have to go home and get something in the mail. You're doing it right there.
You got it. It's a one-stop shop for the screenings and the consultations.
Well, we're talking with Mandy Hale. She's a nurse, a registered nurse, vice president of nursing, and leads nursing strategy at DaVita Kidney Care. Why should people care about quality?
Well, quality is very important, as care for any individual really needs to be comprehensive. So specifically for kidney care, when we talk about high-quality care, I think about comprehensive care that includes, of course, the nursing care that's required, but also different disciplines of care, too, such as social worker interventions, the care of our dietitians, and, of course, partnering with high-quality physicians. Mm-hmm. So it really helps provide overall care so patients can live their best optimal lives.
Well, Mandy, what does it actually look like, you know, when we consider quality health care? What indications should we be looking for?
For patients who have CKD, signs that they may have could include fatigue or nausea. There are symptoms, again, such as the screenings we're testing for, such as high blood pressure, elevated blood sugar, and as I mentioned before, CKD is progressive. So overall, individuals who have this may experience a lower quality of life or just a general feeling bad. Mm-hmm. So it's important for early intervention for chronic kidney disease to slow the progression down as much as possible and hopefully prevent any further intervention that become necessary once CKD progresses to actual kidney failure.
Because of its progressive nature, I've got to imagine, Mandy, that this is where the family network comes into play. Because when you're affected by this, this progressive, you know, we make excuses. You know, I have a dear friend of mine who is a retired teacher. She's 90 years old. And, you know, when the bones creak or whatever, she just says, Bill, I just got a case of the OLD. You know, I mean, she just, basically, she's just taking it in and just getting through, you know, another inconvenience of this, journey of life as she's, you know, heading to the horizon here. And, you know, bless her heart for doing it. But it is the people around you that know you best that begin to notice some indication. And they can be especially helpful, right?
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you mentioned family for two reasons. First of all, knowledge of your family history is very important when it comes to CKD. Mm-hmm. The more you know about the presence of other individuals in your family that have had CKD or kidney failure, the better, because that will flag some of these early interventions that we're talking about. And then secondly, family members are so important in encouraging individuals not only for treatment and interventions for CKD, but to help prevent some of those risks that lead up to that. For instance, maintaining a healthy weight, avoiding smoking, getting plenty of exercise. So the more our family can encourage us, and we can encourage them to do all those things, the better.
You know, Mandy, we talked about African Americans having a higher risk followed by Hispanics. Are there areas, is there some geographical areas of the country where CKD is more prevalent?
You know, CKD is prevalent pretty evenly in many areas because of the risk factors that contribute. So because of diabetes and hypertension and their prevalence, we do see it scattered throughout the U.S. However, some of the risk factors, such as diabetes and hypertension, do have a higher prevalence in our African American and Hispanic populations, which is why you see even higher risk for kidney failure.
Hypertension, of course, affected by just the stress of life, lifestyle decisions that we've made.
Well, high blood pressure can actually be caused by a few different things, and stress can be a contributor. Diet can also contribute, and then there are just a lot of hereditary things. So some individuals will just be more likely to develop hypertension because of their family history.
Well, what a grand opportunity for you doing this on this California bus tour, 18 cities. I got to imagine the additional information and research that you'll pick up along the way is going to be quite advantageous and profitable for you, right?
This is really a community event, so I think the real winnings are going to be for the individuals in the community who have these tests and recognize their risk factors and get an early intervention.
You know, when I say profitable, I'm not talking about necessarily money. I'm talking about it in the holistic sense. Especially, you know, for the individuals, you know, responding to a community outreach like this. So it's beneficial for all concerned. And, of course, whenever you can talk with, our fellow humanoids about the issues of life, that's also advantageous as well, right?
Absolutely. Particularly as a nurse, this is what fulfills me, is just helping those in our community.
Well, thank you for all the great work and all the best on this bus tour. Mandy Hale, Vice President of Nursing for DaVita Kidney Care on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great day, Mandy. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You know what this means. It is time for the Movie Guy, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. Steve Evans is next.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
The fanfare and excitement for The Curse of La Llorona, number one, $26 million at the box office, huh, Steve-O?
That's right, and you're right, it is a Y sound. Those two L's, that makes a Y sound. La Llorona.
La Llorona.
26.4, that was number one. Shazam was number two, making 16.5. Breakthrough number three, Captain Marvel number four, and Little rounding out the top five. I had a chance to see that movie with Judi Dench called Red Joan. I think
we talked about that
last week.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting movie. Didn't get great reviews, only 31% recommending. It's a much better movie than that. And she plays this 80-year-old woman who's arrested outside of her home in England and charged with being a spy, and turns out she was back in the 30s, passing the secrets to the Russians concerning the atomic bomb. But what was really interesting about the movie is why she did that. And I love movies that have an unusual sort of a plot, something you haven't seen 100 times, and this movie is that. Red Joan. Check it out if you get a chance. But, of course, the big news this weekend is Avengers Endgame. You, of course, have heard about this.
Oh, of course, yeah, just a little bit.
It's going to be big. It's going to be one of the biggest movies
of
all time.
Boffo Plus, huh?
Boffo Plus. It's getting great reviews. 96% are recommending. They think it may break the record for an opening weekend. They would have to beat the last Avengers movie, which was, of course, Avengers Infinity Wars. But they think this thing is going to be doing between $260 and $285 million in this country alone. It probably will break $900 million or so worldwide. It's being released on 4,600 screens in this country. And, of course, it is the 22nd Marvel movie. These movies, over time, first started back in 2008 with Iron Man. They've made over $18 billion. It's astounding.
What do you think? I mean, if you were on the cast of these movies, I mean, this would be just so invigorating. And
for more reasons than one,
exactly.
A cool thing to be a part of. I mean,
yeah, you get to go like that commercial. You could buy as much cheese as you want when you're in movies like this, right?
Yes, of course. Well, listen, speaking of the cast, listen to this cast. I mean, and think about the payroll here. Brie Larson, Scarlett Johansson, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Evangeline Lilly, Josh Brolin, Paul Rudd, John Favreau, Bradley Cooper. We have Michelle Pfeiffer, Jeremy Renner, Tilda Swinton, Mark Ruffalo, Gwyneth Paltrow, Chadwick Boseman. I mean, it's almost easier to list who's not in the film.
Exactly. Wow.
But
wow.
That's a big payroll. So, they're going to make a lot of money, but it's cost a lot of money to make this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And what's
it going to cost? I mean, how many millions of dollars?
That's
200?
A good question.
200 million?
Well, the way they, you know, it's difficult to say because of the way they structure these deals. In other words, I'm sure Robert Downey Jr. has a multi-picture deal, and if you're in this, then we'll put you in that, but you have to be in this other thing over here, and it gets quite complicated. But yeah, these movies are very, very expensive.
Yeah, I just want a piece of the character rights, you know, just, you know, all the little dolls, the bobbleheads and things like that. I mean, you and I, we could get by, you know, maybe 1-2%. I mean, that would work.
Well, you know, that wouldn't be bad. Anything, you could, even the poster.
Yeah, this doing this show is expensive. This is not cheap, ladies and gentlemen. You know, come on.
This movie is 3 hours long, and to give you an idea of how people are into it, there even you can go online, and there are hints about where you can take your bathroom break.
I was going to say, there was an app, I think, called Pee Break or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
Something to that effect. And you could, take a break, and while you were, taking care of business, it would kind of like give you an update as to what's happening, I guess. I don't know.
Isn't that crazy? Some people are talking about wearing a diaper to the film. I think that's going a bit over the top.
Well, really, yeah. Get your popcorn, a drink, and a Depends as you get through the door.
To the theater.
Wonderful.
Anyway, well, here's what it's about. After the devastating events of the Avengers of Infinity War, the universe is in ruins. Adrift in space with no food or water, Tony Stark, Iron Man, sends a message to Pepper Potts as his oxygen supply starts to dwindle. Meanwhile, the remaining Avengers, Thor, Black Widow, Captain America, Bruce Banner, must figure out a way to bring back their vanquished allies for an epic showdown with Thanos. They want to get the band back together.
Yes.
Thanos, of course, is the evil demigod who decimated the planet and the universe, and with the help of the remaining allies, the Avengers assemble once more in order to undo Thanos' actions and restore order to the universe. That's what it's about. And it's about, between $260 and $285 million at the box office.
Wow.
Just astounding.
Exactly.
That's not the only thing out there. In case you can't get in to see Avengers Endgame, there are other movies. Mm-hmm. We have The White Crow, which I saw the trailer for this last weekend. It really looks interesting. 67% recommending this. And this is the story of Rudolf Nureyev. For those of you who aren't familiar with that name, aren't fans of the
ballet.
Legendary ballet dancer
right.
from Russia. And this is about his defection to the West. It took place back in 61. He was 22 years old, and he wasn't really the legendary figure. He was simply a member of this world-renowned Kirov Ballet Company. They were traveling outside the Soviet Union for the first time, and Parisian life delights Nureyev, and the young dancer is eager to consume all the culture and art and music the dazzling city has to offer. But the KGB officers who watch his every move become increasingly suspicious of his behavior and his friendship with the young Parisian, Clara Saint. And when they finally confront Nureyev with a shocking demand, he's forced to make a heartbreaking decision, one that may change the course of his life forever and put his family and friends in terrible danger. 67% recommending. Looks good. If you are especially interested in that sort of thing, the dances, they say, check out The White Crow.
I mean, who wouldn't want it? I mean, you got love, you got ballet, you got Paris, beautiful women, and then you got bad guys. You got bad guys in there.
Right.
Why not?
There you go.
Okay.
Then there's a documentary out that I find fascinating. It's called Be Natural, The Untold Story of Alice Guy Blaché. You might be saying, who is Alice Guy Blaché? And for the most part, most people don't recognize that name, have no idea who she is. But she was a filmmaking pioneer. Originally, there were three people making movies, essentially. Two were men, and one was this woman. Now, she was born in France, and in 1894, she becomes a secretary for the Gaumont Film Company, run by Leon Gaumont. In 1896, she convinces him to let her make a movie, which were these small little shorts. They were only about a minute long back in the day. He says, okay, you can do it if you do it on your lunch hour, and as long as it doesn't interfere with your secretarial duties. So she made this thing. It became a hit. And all of a sudden, they want her to make more. And then in 1906, she becomes the head of production of Gaumont. She made over 350 films there, oversaw 600. And in 1908, she moved to the States, opened a studio here called Solax. This is all before D.W. Griffith and anybody else.
Right, exactly. Wow.
And she was one of the original people that was experimenting with... She was the first one to actually make a movie with a plot and experimented with color and with sound. And then she made her last film in 1920. She became a victim of what they think was sexism back in the day, but becoming a very male-dominated business. And she made her last movie in 1920 and lived to be, well, in her 80s. She died in 1968. And before she died, she wrote her memoir because she was looking around saying, wait, I was a part of all this,
sure,
but she wasn't being recognized. And finally, with this documentary, you're going to get an idea of who Alice Guy Blucher and what she is all about. Check that out. We have a movie here called Body at Brighton Rock, which is getting good reviews. 65% are recommending this one. And it's about, you know, like I say, if you can't get into Endgame, there are other things to see. This is about Wendy, who's a part-time summer employee at this mountain estate park, and she takes on this rough trail assignment at the end of the season, trying to prove to her friends that she's capable enough to do the job. When she takes a wrong turn and ends up deep in the backcountry, she stumbles upon what might be a potential crime scene. So stuck with no communication after losing her radio and with orders to guard the site, Wendy must fight the urge to run and do the harder job of staying put, spending the night deep in the wilderness, facing down her worst fears and proving to everyone, including herself, that she's made of stronger stuff than they think she is. 65% recommending Body at Brighton Rock.
Would you endure that, or you're out of there?
Spending the night deep in the wilderness?
I'm out of there.
Body at a crime scene? I think I'm out of there.
I'm with you. Yeah, yeah. We got movies to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Finally, we have this movie called J.T. Leroy. And this is a movie starring Kristen Stewart and Laura Dern. Kind of a wild tale. It's based on a true story. 68% are recommending. And in this movie, Kristen plays this character, Savannah Noop, who's a young woman who is thrown into the world of deception and chaos when she agrees to pose as a young author, J.T. Leroy. In reality, Leroy doesn't exist. I mean, the character is a literary alter ego of Savannah's sister-in-law, played by Laura Dern. The problem is that nobody actually knows Albert is behind the persona, and that Leroy, an abuse survivor, is a total work of fiction. J.T. Leroy, getting good reviews, 68% recommending that one. But, as I was saying earlier, it's all about Avengers Endgame this weekend. You going to see it?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot going on. Again, I want to remind everybody, too, check out Breakthrough. If you didn't get a chance to see it, it was number 3 this week.
Right.
You know, in the top 5. Great movie, great storyline there. And, man, I'm telling you, you know, the rating, too, the movie rating on it is very positive as well. It did really well, you know, for people that did see the movie. So it's catching on. It's a faith-based movie and very, very powerful movie there that our good friend Devon Franklin produced. And, you know, we're just excited to, you know, so hopefully we'll keep that in the top 5 as well because, as you say, no doubt the Avengers is going to be full, you know. There's not going to be any room in the house there for that one, that's for sure, right?
Right, yeah. It's been selling out.
Well, Steve Evans, the movie guy, yes, live from Hollywood every week. He gives us the rundown on what's happening on the big screen. As always, Steve, have a great weekend. We'll see you at the Cineplex, man.
Have a great weekend.
You got it.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.